Hi, and welcome to the next installment of the Office of Values and Ethics podcast series, where we engage employees and shape the way we do values and ethics. I am your host, Joshua Dunn, from the Office of Values and Ethics. This podcast series was created to discuss a wide range of interesting values and ethics topics. Our podcast today, part two of our two-part series, is on the subject of trust and putting our words into action, a crucial component to the public service values of respect for people and excellence. Have you ever forgotten to do something that you promised you would do? At home, it could be as simple as forgetting to take out the recycling or putting away the dishes. In the workplace, it could be a casual mistake of telling someone, "I'll send you the budget report by the end of the day," and then forgetting to actually do it. Our family and colleagues often make note of the times we don't follow through on our word and can sometimes label us as unreliable or serial forgetters. These examples remind us that our everyday actions can have a significant impact on who extends trust to us. Recent research by Francis Frey and Anne Morris explained that trust is predicated on the presence of three qualities: authenticity, or whether people experience the genuine you; logic, or people's faith in your competence and judgment; and empathy, or the extent to which you extend others' care and concern. The most trustworthy people will exhibit an abundance of these three qualities. When we frequently fail to back up our words with the appropriate actions, we present ourselves as lacking in these essential qualities. We lack authenticity by presenting ourselves one way with our words and another with our actions. We lack logic by doing things that damage our reputation, as well as people's faith in our ability to follow through on our word. Finally, we lack empathy by not showing that we value our colleagues and their time. However, when we do follow through on what we say, we behave in a way that upholds many of the core public sector values, such as respect for people and excellence. Here are some tips to build trust by aligning what we say with what we do. First but foremost, honesty is the best policy. If we have no intention on doing something, then we shouldn't commit to doing it in the first place. Dishonesty is not a quality that encourages others to trust us. However, if we develop a habit of saying things that we don't mean, then we also have the ability to create a new habit of saying things that we do mean. Contrary to a popular sportswear company's motto, our tip on being dishonest and saying things that we don't mean is, just don't do it. It's also important to keep track of commitments. Keeping track of our commitments is a lot easier when we keep a record of them, either through a calendar reminder, a spreadsheet, or even writing them down on a piece of paper. It's easy to forget commitments when we have a dozen of other things on the go, but by keeping an ongoing list, we can review and track them regularly. Consequently, we will be more likely to deliver on our promises and to be someone that our colleagues can count on. After all, isn't this the reason to-do lists were invented in the first place? Make sure to monitor changes. If we fail to meet a deadline or to follow through on a promise, we can still promote trust by contacting the person or persons involved to explain what happened. This will allow us to extend empathy and show respect towards our colleagues in a way that tells them they can still trust us. Additionally, if conditions have changed since the commitment was first made, we can discuss these changes with them and establish a new time frame. This is a great way to renew our commitment, demonstrate good judgment, and have a second chance to follow through. Last but not least, the expressions "actions speak louder than words" is an important one for building trust within the workplace. What we do is often more important than what we say, and has a greater impact on how others perceive us. If we want our colleagues to trust us, we must demonstrate that we are trustworthy through our actions. This only strengthens the importance of following through and fulfilling the commitments that we make. Decreasing the gap between what we say and what we do applies every day and to everyone, whether we are an employee or a manager, and it's a concept that applies both inside and outside of the workplace. By following these simple steps, we could build a more trusting and supportive workplace culture, where everyone feels respected and better equipped to collaborate and to get the job done in the best way possible. When we align our words with our actions, we show our commitment to the value of respect for people and contribute to excellence in the workplace. That just about wraps up today's episode on building trust and putting our words into action in accordance with the values of respect for people and excellence. We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast and that you learned a thing or two. Remember that our actions speak louder than our words. So being honest and upfront with your colleagues will go a long way in building a solid foundation of trust. As always, we love hearing your success stories, so please let us know how this podcast has helped by submitting a ticket through the Human Resources Services Center. Also, check out our other podcasts and products via our iService site. On behalf of the entire OVE team, take care and stay safe.